Hello, this 5 minutes the proper test, Psalm 91, episode 184, 184. And with this one, I'm going to pray. I will end it with a prayer for you, for your body. If there is any sickness in your body, I'm going to rebuke that sickness. If there is any situation with your finances, I'm going to rebuke anything that is hindering your finances. There is anything concerning your job, whatever, I'm going to pray for you, because God has said over your life that for ye are bought with the price. 1 Corinthians 6:19-20. And remember, we personalize Psalm 91:9-10. What do we say? Because I am near the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High my habitation. What happens? Therefore, there shall no evil befall me, neither shall any plague come nigh my dwelling. There is no evil that is befalling you today. No evil. Can you see evil? No, I can't. Is there any evil? No. Any evil? No. Evil has run away from you. Oh, poor evil. Poor evil. Evil has run away from you. There shall no evil before you. There shall no evil before you. There shall no evil before you. Hallelujah. And he says, you are God's habitation. So 1 Corinthians 6:19 says, well, know ye not that your body is a temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which is in your spirit, which ye have of God. If you've not listened to the other episodes, please do, so that you can get the explanation well. And ye are not your own, therefore ye are bought with a price. What's your price? What's your price tag on you? The blood of Jesus. That's why, no, don't allow a married man to tamper with you, a young lady. Or even if you're a divorcee or something has happened and you have one child, and, you know, please, they cannot tamper with your body. Come and sleep with you and go away. Come and kiss you and romance you and go away. What smooch you and go? What's the meaning of that? Your body is precious. There is a price tag on you. Anyone who wants to have sexual intercourse with you must go and do the rightful thing. You cannot just cheapen yourself. The tag on you is the blood of Jesus. The tag on your body, or the body. Who? Listen, if they say, you know, these are old scriptures, how can you live? This is the modern times. Who told you? Who told you? You live by the scriptures and you'll be amazed. Wherever the man is, he will come in Jesus' mighty name. So you are the temple of the Holy Spirit. Your body is the temple of God. You are bought with a price. He said, therefore, oh, say therefore, therefore, glorify God in your body. Glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. He said, your body has a price tag, the blood of Jesus. And not only that, but ownership, you're owned by God. He owns your body. He owns your spirit. And a lot of people say, oh, God owns my spirit, but my body, I'll decide. You cannot decide. He says, I own both of them. He owns your spirit. He owns your body. Yield them to him so that he'll be glorified in them. God will have some glory through you. Oh, hallelujah. He said, therefore, glorify. God must have glory in you. He must have glory in your life. Your story has been too sore, too sad. Your story has been too sad for too long. And this happened and your mother died at a young age. Listen, this is the time you become a new creation. And there is another story for you. The story of God, how God loved a woman, how God loved a young girl, how God loved a man, how God loved this young boy. And how God recreated you. And now you are a new creation. And the story of the new creation, that's your story. You go about in this world not as one who is beaten by the wind and subject to the devil and sickness and disease and deaths and all anything tossing you to and fro. No! Right now, you belong to God. He owns you. You belong to him, your body and your spirit. And therefore, I rebuke any evil spirit that is hindering you and causing that disease and sickness. Yeah, I was born with it. I shall rebuke that evil spirit. You must go and you must go now. Lose your hold of them now in the name of Jesus. Go! Lose your hold. Go! Don't come back again. Now release the power of God over you, over your finances, over your body, over your work, over everything that is yours, that belongs to you. And I declare over you in the name of Jesus, this year is your year, best year of your life. You're going to see every single day the story of the new creation, of one who has been bought by God. Price has been paid. Already you belong to him. You were in the slave market and he bought you, and he used his blood to pay for you. And now you are precious in his sight. Your body precious. Nothing. Death will not touch it. Death, shut up. Lose your hold. You will not touch this body. You are free in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Love you so much. You're blessed, 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 blessed. Bye. Keep listening and keep sharing the link and let others also enjoy it if you've been enjoying it. You're blessed to be a blessing. Bye.